I woke with their breath in my ear. I felt them whispering on the back of my neck. And for a moment, I was so confused, because I almost forgot where I am. I almost forgot that it's not possible that their every shivering word could touch my flesh. Like distant stars. There are no stars here in the darkness of my terrible tiny nest. There's nothing, and no one here. Just me.
Grief stirs where the dew falls. Dreams listen and tell in the night. Dark, luminous swells overwhelm us. They carry the taste of your skin. We know you. You pass through our dreams every after dusk, glittering on the brink of putrid, rotten, wrong rain, forged full of old wood. Every distant drone of night falls, our many tongues emerge between the leaves and taste the salt of your tears. But this is all a dream. Who are you? Where are you? You're not here, in this burden of a landscape that trembles, listening, rotting every 100 years. Not in these old meaty fists that dangle, wearing mouldy tones, smelling, forgetting, plaited beneath pockets and strewn solemnly. Where are you? Who are you? And we remember. And we remember to ask you, what is your name? And you answer with your salty tears.
Glory be,
says your tears, whirling through the ether, stained with pure, across hysteria, through joy, sorrow, joy. Your name is Glory Be.
Once upon a time I could fly, before the stank devoured our world in a giant death fog. Before the after, I could spread my wings and fly away anytime I felt like it.
Some of us stay in the winter clay, burrowing under the leaves and the topsoil like squat shiny polyps, like wormites. Growing and stretching down into the deep, wet belly.
over the city walls and up into the bearskin wind, swelling, dipping. Wings pierced, glorious with joy, shivering in the frosted crust.
Longer and wider, our feet expand, our legs multiply, growing down and out, twisting and writhing all around. Our many arms stretch out, each to each. We clasp hands, we reach out and stretch out and join together. Our hair springs from every tangled crack, running wild across the forest floor.
Hot wind blasting under my breast and my belly, whipping me awake at night. Spittle whistling, plowing through never-ending dust clouds, awash in the red sky benevolent eye.
All the forest things roam our home, winding and slinking through the quick, or skipping and flitting across a canopy where fat boughs bulge and break with a cracking crash, land sewn tight, fortified, and singing the same old story.
Wings spread wide, returning once more, down, down, below to the city walls, gliding gently in the phosphoritic light, radiating fine splendors, scattering in the streets below. I was truly glorious, and the keepers did not like it one bit. They put me in a box. "It's for your own good, Glory," the keepers said to me. "It isn't safe anymore." They smiled, they cared. They loved me with bland shame and sickly sweet desire. The keepers told me, "You're our future, Glory Bee, but you're flying too close to the edge," they said. "It's not safe. You get burned. It's too toxic out there. It's just not safe." They folded my wings with their pale blue fingers and numbed me with smooth lies. "You must stay in the box for your own good. If you can't control yourself, then we must control you for your own sake, your own safety. Stay in the box where it's safe." These dreams of freedom lost overwhelm me. All the hours and minutes and seconds, dusty, terrible hope goes dark. Trapped in this impossible madness, grinding, that whining, nagging feeling in the back of your mind that never heals. Perfect, not perfect. Stuffed in the corner with all these tiny, winking regrets. Hunched and listening for anything. Any sign at all that there's someone here besides me? There's no escape. My limbs wedged, flesh pinched and squished. My shaking mouth curved in a hot breath night scream, eyelids shut. Lungs feel like they've been greased flat with the bland stank of life backed into a corner. Clutching my belly tight, I press my ear to the ground and listen for the perfect question. Day after day, week after week, year after year, nothing, until all sense of time is lost, nothing. And then suddenly, out of the darkness, out of all the long, long nothing, the sound of a voice whispering,
"Where are you?"
breathes the ghost in my sleeping ear. and all my salty tears rain down and down into that great sea of blackness. And this is all a dream. And the question is asked, and the answer is learned. And somehow, the ghost is here, but not here. They are somewhere else, far from here, buried under the ground, but they are not dead. They are not dead, and I'm screaming because my salty tears are raining poison down on them. But the ghost is strong, and the stank can't hurt them. They burst open all that white leafy brightness and breathe a mild wind, and it washes out the stank from my salty tears, raining down on all the sweet green and brown and golden blossom that surrounds them, and is them. Them and so much more than them, so many more of them. And my tears ask the question, who are you? And their answer whispers,
Hastings East. We are wild and nourishing, golden brown, heavy breath. But when your salty tears leaked gently through the cracks of time and space and spattered on our naked leaves and stones, we remembered. We remember the violent moaning summer we shouted, rise, rise. The dirty horde's last swill, spreading their shrunken disease, while we flocked to the front line and survived on rice, boiled eggs and tender, fragrant cabbage, dark-haired guitars and scoured potlaps simmering on the campfire. All around, the heavy breath of battle, blowing horn and whiplash dazed, rabble, rabble, snitches, thieves, sick and bloated hoodlums, whining fierce drums, pot-bellied sweat, gleaming wounded terror. We protested. We marched. We locked arms. We locked on. We cried, "Eat shit, scum," and we climbed high. But every time, it ended the same way. One by one, or by the hundreds, they dragged us out and they locked us up. And still, we came. By the thousands, we stayed and we held the line. We peeled back our skin and shrugged off our skulls, dangling like small puppets writhing on the killing room floor, surrounded by the one-armed gallows dancing, bone-broken fingers, the taste of skin and filthy blood, yanked high above the howling vampires, plastered in their poison gullet death machines, our heads held high, our tears leaking in the mud. And so many of those who stood with us were lost in that final hour, sick and sweaty with despair, burned out, surrendered, or gone like ragged children, hail still coiled around their necks, ugly, cold, angry, beaten to a whimper. But some of us stayed in the winter clay. We could not give up, and we sat around on the forest floor, reaching out to each other, the trees around us. We dug in, toes first, and the rain fell softly. We closed our eyes once and forever to the horror. And this is how we made our final stand. Our hearts full of despair. Our eyes rolled back and sealed in their sockets. Our tongues decomposing in the topsoil. Our faces food for worms. Limbs split and twisted beyond recognition, unbearable morning falling long after the seasons and the years, after the living and after the dead. In silence and in shadow, endlessly, we hold the line, forgotten, unbidden, while dreams faint and strange decorate our perfect leafy temple, adrift in an ocean of ruin and surrounded by every atrocity. We know you, Glory Be. You have awoken us. We dreamed long forgotten here in our perfect leafy refuge, adrift on an ocean of ruin and surrounded by every atrocity. But now, the dew that falls is mingled with your salty tears, and our voices listen and tell in the night, carrying the taste of your skin. On the forest floor, new seeds stir.
I don't mean to be grumbling, because I know the keepers told me that they loved me. I know that they said they wanted to keep me safe, but now I also know the ghost is Hastings. I know their breath in my ear and on the back of my neck. And I know that they're not just a dream, not just a ghost. East Hastings is rural, and that place where they live, the last forest, really is out there somewhere.
Before this day, we drank only from the past. But now, worms writhing, icy fingers magnificent, we drink to this unbearable weight of waking light.
Now I finally understand why the keepers sucked me away from the stars and forced me to follow them down under the city walls through the long winding darkness in the dislocated glare of their gas lights. Like ugly little strange blue moons, they buried me here, out of sight and out of mind, because the half-dead hypocrisy that dimmed their shrieking eyes had long departed these loathing corridors.
Show us your fury, gripping your guts, shaking your raised fist.
Okay, if I'm honest with myself, I've also been afraid. Wedged, pinched, and shrinking in this greasy little box. But now I wobble, slobbering to my feet, spider lips gleaming, wild heat screaming, tearing and clawing, shadow beam seeking out of the long, loathing darkness, up into the frosted crust, up over the city walls, and up, finally, once again, up and up and up, into the damn winged night, under the moonlight weeping.
And now the sky comes tumbling in, bringing you to us, slipping and shimmering across the ether, past and future glowing like street lamps to light your way.
Up into the bearskin wind, swells dipping, wings finally once more pierced, glorious with joy, hot wind blasting under my breast and my belly, spittle whistling, laughing, dancing through dust clouds, scattered and drowning in the bitter red sky. Your voice whispering on the back of my neck, your every shivering word calling out to me. To the east, the dawn smells like chickweed and stones, beating in our blood heart, splattered and swallowed by the bright yellow.
Our eyes are long sealed in their sockets, our tongues decomposing in the topsoil. But our breath clings shivering, curled on the back of your neck. Luminous swells carry the taste of your skin across the glittering brink of this landscape that trembles, listening. Your beaded wings brimming wide follow the forest riverbanks where soiled leaves curl like luminous green lips. And still, you make your way, soaring ever closer through the dawn's rousting watch. Your wings, your tears, whirling through the ether, stained with sorrow and joy.
I can see the sun glinting on the summer grass.